The program. Scott, certainly is a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. So you're getting ready to compete in the triple jump here in just a few days. You know, to qualify eighth in the West prelims, you've put yourself in a pretty good position to get out there and hopefully qualify for the national championships. What was the goal heading into the season for you, though, you know, coming in as a senior? Where did you want to see yourself ending your career at Wyoming?
Yeah, right now I'm exactly where I wanted my goal to be before the outdoor season started. My goal was to qualify my first jump of the season, and I was able to do that a few months ago. And so it made the rest of the outdoor season go pretty smooth because I didn't have to jump as much, considering I'd already qualified. And one of my other goals was just to qualify in my other two events, the long jump and the 110 hurdles, and I was able to do that. I won't compete in those this weekend, but going into this meet, I feel really confident because every goal I've set for this outdoor season, I've accomplished thus far. And so going after my main goal of becoming an All-American, this weekend's a huge step for that, and trying to qualify for the nationals at Eugene, Oregon.
So I've got a son who is in junior high, and he likes to do the jumps as well. I see the triple jump, and it's not an easy thing to pick up. It's very difficult. So when did you really start to feel like, because it seems like, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, the triple jump, maybe one of your better events, the way you're doing it, your second all time at Wyoming, how did you get involved in wanting to do the triple jump? Because it is an awkward jump, is it not?
Yeah, it's a very awkward movement for the body to do, and not a lot of people take to it like I did, but when I was actually in fifth grade, my sister was a triple jumper, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. She was 3 years older than me, and so I decided that whenever I got the chance, I wanted to do the same thing, and I really found that in middle school, I was a smaller kid and wasn't able to keep up with other kids in the sprints or any of the other events, and I found myself with the ability to kind of excel in the jumps and really kind of stuck to triple jump all the way through middle school and high school, and then was able to earn a scholarship here at the University of Wyoming, and it all just worked out great, all thanks to my sister jumping and her seventh grade track meet.
How do events, I mean, I guess I figure out the long jump can help you with the triple jump, but like the 110 hurdles, does that help you out at all, keeping in shape for an event like the triple jump? And you know, obviously there's obvious differences between the long jump and triple jump, but are there any, you know, similarities as well to help you out with this event?
Yeah, the long jump, I would say my triple jump actually helps out my long jump a little bit more because the long jump is just my third phase. And so whenever I practice triple jump, I'm practicing long jump. And so all year I never had a long jump practice. We just practiced triple jump. And then whenever it was time to go long jump, it was just run as fast as you could and jump as high as you could, see what happened. And for the hurdles, I think the biggest thing that helps me is it kind of gives me a mental break. If I start overanalyzing or over practicing on the triple jump, I start to get worse. And so being able to take a weekend off from jumping and running the hurdles really gives me a mental break where I don't overanalyze or over pursue things in the triple jump. And so that's what's really helped me out in my career, is the flexibility to be able to say, this week didn't go as well in triple jump, but I can focus on the hurdles next week, and then we can come back to it. So I think that's what's helped me the most in my career.
So when you went 53 feet, 4 1/4 inches, did you know you had something pretty big there when you do that? So when you uncork a big jump, do you know? I mean, do you know it's been a good one?
Yeah. As soon as you hit one and you're in the air going into the pit, you really know because you're going a lot faster and you kind of just feel like you're floating. And it's a great feeling. For me, though, I've had about 8 or 9 of those jumps this year, but only one has been a mark. The rest have been scratches. And so whenever I get that feeling, I'm just super excited to turn around because I don't want to see a red flag, which would mean I scratched. And so when I did pop that jump off and I turned around and I saw a white flag, I finally knew that I had jumped somewhere close to my potential. And it was just a great feeling because I'd had so many jumps that weren't measured and finally got one measured and it was visually there. And so I didn't have to tell any people anymore that, oh, I have a big jump coming. It already came. So it was a great feeling to be able to turn around and see white flag, and it was basically just a relief for me because it happened so many times. By that time of the season, I was so frustrated by seeing red flags on my big jumps. So,
okay, so when you turn around and see that you had scratched, I mean, do you feel like you had jumps that were exceeding what the farthest one was this year?
Yeah, I think I had 3 or 4 jumps during the indoor season that probably were a little bit further, and one jump at our conference meet that was about the same area. So one of the comforting things is I know that I have those jumps in me, and I can go even further. It's just about getting on the board for me. But, yeah, I don't think I've gone close to as far as I can go with 2 meets remaining. So I'm really excited to see what happens in the next few weeks.
Talking to Scott Carter, Wyoming Track and Field, getting ready for the NCAA West prelims. He's qualified 8th for that. So you're up there 2nd behind one of the coaches currently at Wyoming. Is that correct? Or is that?
Yeah,
I think
Coach Howe.
Yeah, Quincy Howe, right?
Yes, he is my jump coach, and he's the reason I came up here. And it's a lot of fun because when he was recruiting me, I wasn't getting recruited by many other Division I schools. And it was never a thought in my mind that I would be 2nd to him and trying to pass him at a national meet. So it's a really awesome feeling. And every day during practice, we joke around about it. And he'll be the first one to tell me congratulations. And I think he'll be the most excited if I do surpass him in the next few weeks. And so it's been an awesome year of training, just being able to look up to the guy that did it before you in the same spot. He went to the same meet. Every meet I go to, he holds the record at. So it's a lot of fun to be able to hear and get his experience and put it into my athletic abilities.
Being an All-American or breaking his triple jump record, you know, it probably goes hand in hand. If you become an All-American, you might be able to break that record. But what would mean more to you with your relationship with him and what you've gone through at Wyoming?
I honestly don't know which would mean more, but I think for me, being an All-American would probably mean more. And I think passing him would be the cherry on top of the cake. But being an All-American has been something that I've dreamed of for forever, and I never knew which sport I was going to be in until I was in high school and I realized that track was going to be my best sport. And so it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I've really worked hard for in the past 5 years to accomplish. And so I think that would probably mean the most to me, being able to achieve that in Eugene.
What other sports were you in high school?
I played football in high school as well. I loved doing it, but I just thought that I had a closer path to success in track and field. And so when decision making time came down to it, I decided to come here and run track at the University of Wyoming. It was the best decision of my life.
Where do you stand on this? Because there's a little bit of a debate going on around about, you know, kids nowadays at the younger levels coming up into high school specializing in just one sport rather than playing a bunch of sports and getting some time off from that. Where do you stand on that? Do you think kids should experiment with a number of sports while they're young before they, you know, try stuff in college if they happen to get to be that good?
Yeah, I think that doing as many sports as possible is the best thing for you, just because you go through so many different athletic movements. It teaches you to be a better athlete, and then whenever it becomes time to work on skills like triple jump, you can do that in college. But I think one of the reasons I've been successful is because I wrestled growing up, I played basketball, I played baseball, I played every sport you could think of, and it's really helped mold me into the athlete that I am. And so I can make quick adjustments in a weird event like the triple jump. And I think that's something that's really helped me in my career. And so I think that specializing is kind of a dangerous area because you can sometimes lose some of that athletic development whenever you're trying to increase a young person's skill development whenever they can actually do that later on in their life.
Going in 8th to this, again, finishing in the top 12, get you to the NCAA regional. How confident are you that you'll be able to do that this week?
I'm very confident. This is easily the best West preliminary field I've ever seen. There have been years where it takes 51 feet to make it, and it's probably going to take 52 feet to make it this year. But I think that if I just go out there and give it my all for three jumps, that I'll be in the top 12 and I'll move on. My strategy is just to go out and have fun and enjoy the moment and jump as far as I can three times. And if it's good enough, I'll be happy. And if it's not, I'll be happy because I'm really happy with my career I've had here. So I just think that what I have is enough, and I'm excited to be able to go out and show it.
What is Coach Howell's, what's the top mark at Wyoming? I don't have that in front of me. Do you know it?
Yeah, for the outdoor, he's gone 54 feet, 4 inches. So I'm about a foot behind him.
Oh, wow. That'd be a big jump, right?
Yes, sir, it would be. he's a 8-time All-American. No, I think he's a 4-time All-American, but he's had quite a few big jumps, and increasing by a foot is hard to triple jump, but my last 3 PRs have been by about a foot, so I definitely think that's a possibility.
Well, good stuff. Scott, we appreciate the time. Best of luck at the NCAA West prelims, and you got state rooting for you. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, bye.